Congratulations for making it out to the ice pond, one of my favorite sites on the farm. Although electricity arrived in North Guilford in the 1920s, the farmhouse was not electrified until 1936. The Dudley farm, like many of their neighbors, used ice blocks harvested in winter to keep food cold all year round. For this ice pond, they took advantage of a naturally occurring concave quality of the terrain on either side of the stream to build a low earthen and stone berm to contain the water to the east. They also built a stone gate structure around the stream where they could lower a wood door to close off the stream's usual course and fill the ice pond as winter began. This offered several advantages over cutting ice from a pond or lake. Less danger during the cutting and removal of ice blocks, not having stagnant water in the ice, and allowing it to be refilled and reharvested quickly. When you are ready, backtrack to the kiosk where you started your tour. From here, you can see the ice house just up the hill, resting on stone blocks. Large ice blocks would have been stored here. Walls were insulated with a layer of corn cobs, and ice would have lasted through the end of summer.